This is the 630 Chad Elks Report.
And before we get to full-on football talk with Dave Campbell, let's talk wrestling. Dave, how was it?
How was it? Kellen and I were just gushing during, as we were teeing this up here. I've been to several live WWE events. That was the best. It was a high mark. And, you know, I even went to the Royal Rumble in Arizona in 2013, and it was a great event. Well, last night's event topped that.
Really?
It was incredible. Rogers Place is a great venue to hold events, period.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say that. And the way the WWE puts on their show now, it's top notch. And if you understand, people who understand wrestling understand, it's more about guys, doing their thing in the ring, guys and gals. There's so much storyline to a good wrestling event, and there was so much story yesterday, and I loved it. It was a fantastic
and night. What a crowd too, Dave.
Yeah, like 13,000, I think. Morley and I were talking earlier today, and they take about quarter to a third. Kellen might have better context in that than I do. But where I was sitting was, I was kind of off to the side and in behind the stage, but our view of the ring was excellent.
Mm. Yeah.
But Dave, I was lower bowl
last night, down probably about six or seven rows off the floor, and there wasn't an empty seat in the building at all. And it was all the way around. Like, you'd see sometimes they've put all the people on the camera side of the building to make the building look like it's sold out, when in actuality it's half sold or three quarters sold or whatever. But I think the official numbers that I had seen from a couple of websites like the Wrestling Observer and that stuff were saying 13.5, 13.7 last night, which puts it as the second highest attended Raw of the year. Wow. In behind the one right after WrestleMania. So
very cool. Yeah,
it was great.
Very cool. Great. All right. Well, let's talk some football. We're hoping for some greatness from the team this weekend. What's the injury situation looking like?
Well, first, of course, Kenny Lawler, the leading receiver, and it'd be a great addition to this offense, who, we see more explosiveness from this offense. But here's Chris Jones with the update on Kenny Lawler. Will he play on Saturday off of three games missed because of an ankle injury?
Yeah, we'll see. He certainly is moving around well, and we're hoping that that's the case. We're not wanting to jump to conclusions too quick. We've got our big work day tomorrow, so we'll see how he feels after that.
So tomorrow is a key day, I think, for Kenny Lawler to get back in the lineup. Now, he didn't speak to the media after practice, and he wasn't very talkative, let's say that. So I don't know if that meant bad practice or whether he felt that maybe he's in jeopardy of not playing. I mean, he's off the injured list. He's on the active roster right now. So, and he took all the reps today on the first team offense. But it's also that time of year where they're walking a tightrope. I mean, they can't afford to really lose at all if they're going to catch the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and overtake them for the crossover spot. Mm. Other injury concerns, Ed Gainey hurt his ankle on Saturday when they were knocking the rust off from the bye week. He didn't practice. Jake Ceresna, who is their leading sacker with eight quarterback sacks along that D-line, he didn't play or didn't practice because of a calf injury. So those are a couple of other areas that are concerning to the Elks going into Saturday.
It never ends, right? It's just things, right?
Yeah. The good thing is they found some depth with the offense with Lawler's injury, and that I think has created a bit more emphasis for Lawler getting back in, because they could use a Kenny Lawler, no question. Don't get what I'm saying here is they don't need him. They would like to have him back in, but it's not like they've really dropped off without him. They've had players step up like Dylan Mitchell and Darrell Walker and Vincent Forbes Mombleau and Jalen Marshall, even who's got a couple touchdowns. They would love to add a Kenny Lawler, but they're not going to do it for the sake of his health. If he can't play, then he's not going to help the offense. Then he's not going to play.
Yeah. All right, we'll check in tomorrow, Dave. Thanks for the update.
You betcha. Thank you.
Awesome. Dave Campbell, your Edmonton Elks color commentator, right here on Elks Radio 630 Chad.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.